Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I know that you're a human who has no... you have responsibilities. To say that you have no responsibilities is an overstatement, but you really don't have...
I have very few. I pride myself on leaving a life of a very few responsibilities, which reduces stress immensely, unlike you guys, parents, families, and all
like
that.
You literally, other than keeping your grass alive, what other than yourself, what do you have to keep alive?
You just summed it
nothing.
Up. Just my shrubs, my... Yeah, that's it.
So that's all
myself,
that's all on automatic sprinklers.
Right, is the only thing
so
I have
So you
to
don't...
Keep. Yeah.
Wait, so... Do you struggle, as a human who has no responsibilities, do you have any trouble getting out of bed?
Like, well, in
I
the
mean,
morning,
do you when... wake up, do you even set an alarm, or do you just automatically wake up at a certain time? Do
yeah.
you have a biological clock that kind of goes off?
Because of our hours, I haven't set an alarm forever in the morning to do, have to be up to do something, but once again, the sunlight coming in from, it has a pretty bright, and I got to take care of that problem, so it's usually, yeah, it's early morning.
So, and when it is time to get up, do
I just
you
get up?
You don't just, I don't
hit alarms.
I am not trying to make you seem lazy, but you've called yourself sedentary, shiftless, idle. These are words that you use. I just don't see you. You don't spring out of bed.
You're right. I was like,
you're not like, ta-da!
Right, to meet the rising yes. day, you know,
and
that's
throw the blackout sheets to the side and say, hello, beautiful Aurora. I can smell the reservoir from here.
Thank you, Southeast Aurora. I don't. I just get up and then I just start what I need to do. How about you? Because your kids are old enough not to come bouncing in on you every morning at 4 a.m. Right?
I have trained myself to be a morning person. So so when I was younger, I was a snoozer.
Oh, you were the guy that hitting it all the time.
So that's how I learned my 9 multiplication tables.
Okay.
Because the snooze is 9 minutes, and you'd lay there, and you're like, I've hit snooze 3 times. 9 times 3 is 27. Got it.
Okay.
I still got time to get to school.
You mastered the 9,
yes.
the flash cards.
They would hold up the things. They're like, 9 times 9. I'm like, wow, that's hitting snooze a lot. That's 81. That's actually 1 hour and 21 minutes if you want it in time. And they're like, wait a minute. No, this is, and I'm like, I know what you're doing, but you need to understand what I'm doing.
This is
called snooze math. I know we've discussed this before, but who in the F decided a snooze alarm would be 9 minutes?
I was about to.
It's a curious.
It really is.
It's because if you make it 10, then maybe you'll look at your clock and think it was the first time it went off. But if it goes up by 9, slowly, you set it at 7, then it goes off at 7:09 and 7:18. And you're like, oh, I must be hitting it. But if you looked up and saw 7:10 and maybe you thought it was still 7:00, you didn't realize you're late.
Right.
Well, I mean.
Maybe it's like the price thing. If you price it at 99 cents instead of the dollar.
I don't know.
You're
the
fooling.
Math.
It's all about fooling your stupids. Just get up.
And I do believe that all snooze alarms are 9. Because mine, I've had 2 different alarm clocks. And
they've
it was.
All been 9.
I think it's 9. But there's some, it's probably Freud or some master psychologist.
That's
like,
all about.
All the snoozes should be 9 minutes.
Wow.
I don't know what that was. Anyway, if you're a person who's a snoozer, or you need help getting out of bed.
What do you mean by need help? Why not just, you're awake, you get up, you physically.
It doesn't work that way for everybody.
You have to just get up eventually. Why not just get up when you wake up?
That's called
wake up,
logic,
get up.
And that's being awake logic. But when you're laying there and you've done horrible things to your body the night before, or you've done whatever and you're laying there and you're just like, I can't do this.
Okay.
I need, right. So we've
these
got. We've
these
got
are tips for these people.
These are.
Your people.
Well, they're not my people anymore. I've
all
trained
right.
myself. But
okay.
There's like 3 or 4 of these. Tips on how to get out of bed.
All right.
I want to pre-warn you, some of these might be really obvious. Number one, get enough sleep.
Okay. Well, we went about
some sleep. I said, I warned you. The disclaimer was some of these, it says, it's the most obvious thing, but it's also the most difficult to put into practice. But getting less than 6 hours of sleep will make it hard to wake up no matter what steps
less
you take.
Less than 6, no
so,
matter. Okay.
Yeah, and we had that study the other day that's like, I think between 5 and 8 is good. Like,
you're right.
No, 6 and 8 is good.
But
anything less
too much.
Than, yes.
Yeah.
So you got to try to get seven. Try to get seven people. So, you know, understand you're going to be a snooze alarm fool if you're going to bed and you know you got to wake up in less than seven
Six
hours.
So, yeah.
Step two, move your alarm as far away as possible.
Oh, my God. Why are we doing these little tricks?
Because then you don't become a snooze person.
Does it all have to get out of bed or go over? You know what? You know what? How to get around that is not put. They're just going to keep setting it next to them.
No.
No,
you put it across the room.
Have you ever been with somebody that you saw, like you slept with ladies back in the day where she put this, walked it away? I have to get up and there's a pat.
Yes.
What? Okay.
Ladies have been with me and I used to have to do this.
What?
I would have one alarm clock by me and another on the other side of the room for I'd over-snooze. Once I've surpassed the 81 or an hour and 21 minutes or nine times nine.
Of snooze math.
Yeah,
yes, algebra.
Then you gotta, then the other one's across the room.
Wow.
And then there's another one outside that sets off your car alarm. Mac.
Why don't you just get up when you're just...
Oh, this is so easy for you, Mr. Really? No Responsibility. My sprinklers come on automatically. Why do I gotta get up? All right, so that they're saying, because then you have to get out of bed, as Steve has already alluded to.
I'm tricking myself. Okay.
Next up, use the gradual method.
Oh, there's methods now, within methods.
This is when you wake up 15 minutes earlier than you did the previous day. So, like...
What now?
You just keep... Sorry, I didn't mean to put you to sleep on this, but it's like you just start weaning yourself towards an earlier time and then you'll get used to it.
For example, like 6 a.m. today, tomorrow would be 5:45.
You're doing so good at math. Who's good? Who's good at count by 15s?
But wait, if by the end of the month, I have no sleep, I can't go to sleep.
Right.
Yes.
Then eventually it's 11 and you got to find some meth. All right, one more tip on how to get out of bed, everybody.
Instead of just getting out of bed, we're going to... Okay.
Use the, quote, inverted snooze method.
What's this?
End quote. The inverted snooze method is where you use the 5 or 10 minutes you have for snoozing to treat yourself in any way you want, as long as you stay out of bed. So your alarm goes off.
What?
And then it's like, normally you'd have to get up and be harried, like run and make your coffee. Brush your teeth, you know, get your kids ready or jump in the shower. Like there's all these things. They say reward yourself for getting up. So you've got, okay, I would have hit snooze here and I would have had 9 minutes. But if I get up now, I can spend 9 minutes watching videos on my phone. I can spend 9 minutes. These are theirs. These are not mine. Dancing around my room.
No, you should.
This is on the paper.
I've not seen it from here.
9 minutes eating some food. So you set up a little smorgasbord in your bedroom.
Wow. And this is my rewards for not...
Yes, for like, it's called the inverted snooze. So it's like, I would hit snooze, but look, there's donuts over there. Like last night, me left some donuts for the inverted snooze.
So the result is I'm just getting fatter now, basically.
Yes, but you're out of bed.
Okay.
So which one of these are you going to try?
I just get out of bed.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.